Chapter 9, the book of Acts, chapter number 9. I'm going to read you about a man that was, as the preacher said, very wicked before he got saved. He was the Apostle Paul after he got saved. And he wasn't just a sinner. He'd done the church wrong before he was saved. Had Christians put in jail. And the Lord told him there in Acts chapter 9, verse 2, it said, desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And then in verse 4, the Lord said, Saul, why do you persecute me? So, you know what the Lord was saying there? Paul was putting Christians in jail. And the Lord said, why are you persecuting me? So that tells us, however you treat God's people is how you're treating God. Amen. Ain't that right? Because he is the head, we are the what? We're the body. We're his body. Now, if you just come up and hit me in the arm, that's part of my body. A lot of people say, well, I don't go to church. I don't like church. It's me and the Lord. We have a little talk every night. And we got our own little deal worked out. No, that ain't the way it works. You can't love the head and not love the body. You can't love Jesus and not love church.
That's right.
It's impossible. Your attitude toward one shows your attitude toward the other. Whatever your attitude is toward church, that's what your attitude is toward Jesus Christ. Oh, I know people don't like that. People say, well, I know I sin a little bit, preacher, but me and the Lord, me and the little Lord got a little deal. Lord. No, you ain't got no little deal. Everybody goes by the same rules. And your attitude toward God is shown by your attitude toward his church. And I want to preach tonight on the subject, hurting the church. Hurting the church. Now, I've been preaching a long time, and I've heard hundreds of people stand up when it's testimony time, real pious acting and real religious sounding, and their lips will quiver, and their hand will go up, and this whole preacher, I don't ever want to do anything to hurt the church. You ever anybody say that? Well, that's big talk, and that sounds good, but there's a lot of ways that we tonight can hurt the church. I don't want to hurt the church tonight. I hope you don't either. What if a man was getting married, and he was standing right here, and the bride was out there getting ready to come down the aisle, and you come up here and hugged his neck and said, I love you, I just thank the world of you. And you went out the door, pushed her down the mud puddle, and said, oh, you. Well, he'd be out there on you in a second, wouldn't he? He'd say, what? You leave her home. Well, I love you, if it's her I don't like.
Yeah.
That ain't going to go, that ain't going to fly. With him. He'll say that. He says, you don't like her, you don't like me.
That's right.
I'm sure that's what he feels about his wife. That's what he feels about his wife. That's what I feel about my wife. If she ain't welcome, I ain't welcome. If she can't go, I don't go. We go wherever one goes, the other goes. That's like Jesus and the church is, buddy. They're inseparable. You can't have one without the other. The church is his body on this earth. The head's in heaven, and the body is on the way. So you better be careful tonight how you hurt and treat God's church. I will say a few things about it tonight. And I will say, first of all, we hurt the church when we desert its meetings. We hurt the church when we desert its meetings. You don't have to come over here and set the building on fire. You don't have to go around talking bad about it in the community. All you've got to do is stay home when it's church time, and you hurt your church. I don't know. I've never been here before till last night, and I guarantee you, this man has is memorized. You know where everybody sits, it doesn't matter how big the church is. Our church there in Marion years ago, I'm about 1,000 people. And on Sunday afternoon when I left, I could say, so-and-so wasn't there. So-and-so wasn't there. So-and-so wasn't there. I didn't see so-and-so. Your seat is empty when you're not here. We hurt the church when we deserve it's me. Now you notice how I worded that. I said deserve.
That's right.
I mean, if you're sick, if you can't come, you can't. But if you can, you ought to.
That's right.
You agree with that?
Right.
That means every time this church is having church and you're able, you trot your little self through their doors back there.
Yeah.
And that's like y'all some sins. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right. And come in here and shut out like somebody.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yep.
That's right, brother. I mean, listen, we all can't sing, we all can't pray, but we all can get up and come to the house of God for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Sunday school.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about dragging in at 11 o'clock like some of these Bible scholars who think one guy told me, he said, he can't teach me nothing. I said, well, come on, Sunday school anyway, if you know all that. Why don't you be the teacher?
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
We don't know it all yet.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We're talking about, Lord, I know one's worse than that. I know a church where the choir leader of Sunday school was mad at the preacher. And he'd get up late singing, and when the singing got done, he'd walk out the door every Sunday morning. I'll tell you, brother, listen, okay, dessert, it's meaning. I was over in Asheville, North Carolina. Some of y'all know where Asheville is. It's over higher in the mountains than where I live. And Lord, it's cold place in the world. The wind blows through that, under them mountains, and I'm telling you, it's freezing cold. We was over there at Christmas shopping, and it just happened to be on a Saturday night. And I was coming through the mall, closest mall to where we live, is about 40 miles. And I was over there in the mall. And I seen this woman come on down the aisle. I hadn't seen her in a long time. And I looked at her and I said, well, hey there, sister. She said, hey, Brother Davey. I said, I ain't seen you at church in a while. Where have you been? And she said, I'll be there tomorrow if I can get over this cold. She's 40 miles long.
Yeah.
Walked on that concrete half a mile. How that long? Walk around in the mall, and she'll come in the mall if she can get over that curve. Now, you wonder what makes us mean sometimes. We have to look at people like that and say, well, God bless you. Like, we ain't doing that. We have to just smile and act like everything's all right. And slaughter with a bull like that. I'm telling you, it's unreal. Ladies and gentlemen, they said years ago, this fellow worked for the newspaper. And he done his survey. And he said, we're doing a survey, and the survey is why I no longer go to church. You know, everybody, the brother, you talk to me, well, I used to. I raised Methodist. You know, Mom took us to Presbyterian church when I was growing up. You know, everybody says that. But I got out, you know. And he said, why I don't go to church? He said, you send in your reason, and next week we're going to publish them in the newspaper. And they sent in their divers and sundry reasons why they didn't come to church anymore. You know, I heard them all. You've been pastoring for 2 years, I guarantee you. I don't go no more because of this. I don't go because of that. I don't go because of that. You know, like a broke record. Hear them over and over and over. Well, the next week came, he said, I'll mail post the results of our Why I Don't Go to Church survey. He said, however, I've made one slight change. He said, every time you put in the word church, I erased it and I put in the word movies. Now our survey has become why I no longer will go to movies. The first one said, I will no longer go to the movies because I've just got out of the habit of going.
Yep.
And you know, when you get out of the habit of watching a movie, it's hard to get started back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me have thought. The next one said, I no longer go to the movies because my mom and daddy made me go to the movies when I was little. And I made up my mind when I grew up. I made everybody back.
Yeah, right.
Ain't that a bunch of junk? What a bunch of junk!
Yeah.
Have you ever in your life heard anybody say, I haven't watched TV so much when I was little, I just would think, I don't watch it no more.
Yeah.
Come on, man! Give us a break! I know I'm preaching the ones that's here, but it's pretty hard to preach them right here. But I'll tell you tonight, said, I no longer go to the movies, but I just don't have nice enough clothes to wear the movies.
Yeah.
You ever met these people?
Oh, yeah.
They got something to wear at Walmart. They got something to wear at the grocery store.
Yeah.
They ain't got every little league ball game. They got something. But Lord, when it comes time to church, I used to have this aunt, brother. She's dead now. God bless her heart. Every time I seen her, she said, son, I'm going to come hear you. I'm going to come to your church. I just think, and they're rich. She had dresses hanging in the closet with tags on them. Like Minnie Pearl, brother never even wore them things. And brother, she every time I see her, she'd say, I ain't got nothing to wear. And I'd say, well, Kathy, just come on. It don't matter. Just come in. Whatever you got, just come to church. And she never had. I had one fellow said, he said, I know my wife's an angel. He said, she's got to be. He said, she's always a matter of heart, but about something. And never had her somebody to wear.
Yeah.
Next one said this. It said, I don't go to the movies no more. I don't go to the movies no more because I went to the movies for 3 straight weekends and not one person told me to appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Come
on.
Don't get quiet on me. Y'all ain't been doing this Saturday Sunday anymore. Y'all be right with God by now.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy. Have you ever met these people? Nobody spoke. One lady told me about them. She said, nobody spoke to me. I said, well, did you speak to them? No.
There you go. Come on now.
When you look so hateful, it looks like you'd bite your head off.
Yeah.
Scary.
Right, son.
You know, listen. Hey, y'all didn't eat me up when I come in here last night.
Yeah.
About 3 people said, hey, glad to hang. Yeah. I don't care. I don't want to shake everybody's hand. You might have a disease or something. That ain't why I'm here. I don't come here to get you to eat me up and tell you you love me. Listen, this is my Father's house.
Yeah.
I come to worship God. We are here to worship tonight. I pray you'll be drinking all that kind of stuff, but right then in the morning, don't be such a big baby. I've been practicing this song.
Yep.
He knew it! And then he called me. When the next one said, I don't go to the movies because what that one said, nobody was friendly. You know what? When I was an 8th grade preacher, I used to go to the movies every Saturday night. In our little town, it wasn't enough food. Us kids, we grew up. My dad dropped me and my neighbor off, and his daddy would pick us up. And in our little town there where we grew up, went to the movies, you walk down the street, you play putt-putt, and then you get an ice cream. That's it. That's what everybody did on Saturday. We went to the movies every Saturday night. It didn't matter what was on. Had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
We went because we wanted to.
Yeah.
And we sat on the same one twice, sat there and cut up. And listen, buddy, anyone never told me, we should appreciate you.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, there's an old woman, their family run that movie theater. And we'd sit there cutting up, pulling popcorn girls and pulling her hair and stuff like that. We're 12, 13 years old, and we'd push each other and somehow start laughing. About that time, a door opened over here, and a little old woman, she come out and looked at me about that tall. She had a flashlight, and she shined like it right there, and she grabbed us and she said, you shut up! Don't you say another word! Scared us to death.
Yeah.
We never got upset. We're not back there the next Sunday night.
Yeah.
Do you know why we come back next Sunday night? We wanted to.
Right.
You want people to go to church?
You're right, Tom.
Daddy said people do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And what they don't want to do, they'll make up an excuse to keep them doing.
That's right.
That ain't the Bible. It's a scriptural. As anything you'll hear, I can tell you, brother, people don't come because they don't want to.
You're right. Yeah.
If their sister had a headache all day long, and don't come home tonight and sung. Hallelujah. Lord of God, she wanted to be here.
Yeah.
She wanted to be here. Right. I wanted to be here. Yeah. I'm sure every one of us,
yes,
every one of us could have thought of something. Your grass ain't mowed. Your garden ain't cleaned out. Something that you felt bad. You was tired, but you got up. said, I don't go to the movies no more because every time I went down there, there's a woman. What about that? I'm not going to the movies no more. It's all about dollar and cent for me. That's all I want to understand too. Don't you believe that bull? We're doing this for your benefit.
Yeah.
For their pocketbook. That's what they're doing.
That's right.
Anytime somebody says we're doing this for your benefit and your enjoyment, it's for their money. Right there. That's what that's for. And boy, I tell you what, they said they're wanting money. Well, listen, people, we at least give you a choice. I know churches, especially in the mountains, I'm glad y'all are here. I know churches that won't even, they go all week. I know Brother Wayne, I know he's in the mountains up and up. They'll have revival and won't even take up an altar all week. And the preacher will say, Lord, I don't want to kill the spirit.
Yeah.
And so we'll take up one Friday night, and then he gets up there and apologizes. And said, don't get mad at me, but Lord, are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Listen, people, they ain't nothing wrong taking up an offering. Every time they come in the Old Testament, they brought an offering. And take up one, brother. Give God the glory. Give it away to a poor person. Give it to the pastor. Give it to somebody. Be in a Sunday school class.
Yeah.
They ain't nothing wrong taking up an offering.
Yes, sir.
The only people who's got a problem with it is you stingy tightwads.
Yeah.
Don't want to do
it.
This old black preacher years ago. I like the black preachers when he preached like they did years ago.
Yeah.
And boy, they come out, they'd get in good, they set it up one Sunday morning, and he got in the first gear. And boy, he said, brethren, we're going to let the church walk. And the old deacon jumped up a little hip, and he said, yeah, let the church walk. And boy, he got up in second gear. And he got up in here, he said, ladies and gentlemen, oh, you're going to let the church run. And the old deacon jumped up over here and he said, yeah, let the church run.
Yeah.
And boy, it got a little higher. And it got a little higher. And they was all getting into it. And he come across, he said, brethren, let the church fly. And boy, the old deacon jumped up and he said, yeah, let the church fly. It was about to blow up at that time. And boy, then the preacher come around. He said, now, he said, it's going to cost a lot of money for the church to fly. And the old deacon stood up and said, let the church walk.
Yeah. Yep.
And you remember that?
Right.
Everybody wants church to fly.
Yeah.
But nobody wants people.
That's right.
Yeah. Everybody wants multitudes to come in.
Yeah.
And missionaries to go out. Have a church growth, but we don't want to shell out, do we? His survey was, why I no longer go to church. Lord, I'm telling you what, my daughters, my three girls, listen, I raised them for a long time. And I'm telling you, buddy, listen, we went to church. I was a pastor. I couldn't miss if my kids were sick. You know what I talk to people in our church? If the kids are sick, Mama stay home with them Sunday morning. Daddy stay home with them Sunday night. That way the whole family don't have to miss a whole day of preaching. My girls are sick. They didn't see it. I say, prove it. Throw up.
Yeah.
You ain't sick enough to throw up. You ain't sick enough to miss church.
Yeah.
We feel butt funny. And I said, well, you know, you feel better after you throw up. Get ready. That's what I'm saying. Might as well be sick at church. I'm telling you, brother, listen, we hurt the church when we desert its meetings. It's amazing to me. These people go to a ball game, scream like Comanche Indian. And they come to church and sit like a mother-in-law moved in with them. Like about to die. They can't even come back Sunday night and miss Wednesday night, but they can have little Johnny at every little league practice and little Susie cheerleading 4 nights a week and don't even come to church on Wednesday night when God's people meet. You're hurting your church when you don't show up. Secondly, I said number one, we hurt the church when we desert its meeting. Number two, we hurt the church when we distort its message. We hurt our church when we distort its message.
That's right.
Now, Brother Daniel, he's only been pastor 2 years, but he's a very sharp young man. You can tell that. Yeah. Brother Wayne, he's been preaching a long time. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. But I understand the Bible right. If I got it right, our message to this world is threefold. Number one, we are to exalt the Savior. Number two, we are to evangelize the sinner.
Yeah.
Number three, we are to edify the saints.
Right.
Now, everything we do ought to be wrapped up. Am I right, preacher?
Yeah.
Right. That's our mission. That's our message. We ain't got time or interest to be involved in a bunch of junk that don't do one of them three things.
That's right.
And everything the church does and is involved in ought to be somehow or another on one of them three things.
Yeah.
Exalt the Savior, evangelize the sinner, and edify the saints.
Yeah.
That Lord knows where you're off in an crazy thing in this world.
Yes, sir.
I was going down the road not too long ago. Don't get mad at me if I do it here. I'm just telling what's on my heart. And it had a big sign on the road, and it said, this road has been adopted by such and such Baptist church youth. And their youth, that was their youth activity. Meet on Saturday and go out and pick up beer cans that the sinners throw out Friday night.
Yeah.
And they thought that was serving God.
Tell it not.
Lord, it's quieter than turkey.
Tell it not.
Praise you today.
Yeah.
People, that ain't got nothing to do with serving God.
That's not a burnt thing.
God didn't call us to go pick up beer cans.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not to keep planet Earth clean.
Yep.
Who cares about it? I think on Earth Day, you ought to go get your big aerosol can that day and stand up and ruin the ozone layer, brother. Amen? God's not interested in the environmental movement. It's of the devil.
That's right.
Outdoor. I mean, every one of them.
Right.
They're led by the devil.
Yeah.
God ain't had no environmental movement. Lord, I said something about shooting the deer. People got mad at me. And said, we don't believe that. What Christian be? Shooting a deer? You don't believe in shooting a deer, you're a heathen.
That's right. I serve men today, Lord. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Read your Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have mercy. You say, well, Brother Danny, you believe it's all right to live? I tell you what I believe. I believe it's a sin to throw down a pack of French fries inside a 20-pound car.
Yeah.
You like that, do you?
You might be old, son.
Hey, I'm telling you. I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to tell you to break the law or nothing. But I'm telling you, it's not our calling to clean. I won't say I'm giving you a missing one. He's out there preaching in Colorado. They're really crazy people out there.
Yeah.
They believe the earth is our mother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, swear Mother Earth, and God will trust them. If you're a Christian, don't do anything to hurt Mother Earth. That's why they're against your coal mine.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody that's against coal mine led by the devil.
Yeah.
Say amen.
Yeah.
I'm on your side, man. You better appreciate it.
Right.
Amen. Listen, God put that coal in there for a reason.
That's right.
These people in the mountains to burn and make a living, brother.
Yeah.
And you say, well, what about they go? Why don't they go over and make China? Not go with the same rules that we go by. Everyone's getting all the money from it anyway. I'm sitting owning half our country tonight. I'm telling you, that's not our mission. That's not our job.
That's right. Yep.
You hurt your church when you distort its message.
That's right.
Yeah. I told Sam get down there, and he said all these people, these tree huggers, is over there. Let somebody cut down a tree out there and they have a funeral for it. Now look, people, that's insanity.
Yep.
There's something wrong with your head.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Trees don't die like a person.
Yeah.
They don't have a soul.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but your dogs don't either.
That's right. Yeah.
Don't get mad. Guess the women in the car got mad at me. Y'all like me last night. What's wrong with you? I tell you, I preached them heathen out there, and I'm preaching to you.
Yeah.
Dogs don't have a soul. They die in your dog head. There ain't no such a place. Hey, don't go to hell or hell. God, get you nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you don't. That's what you're supposed to do. It's a dog. It's a dog, brother. It's a mother. I know people take better care of their dog than they do their own youngins.
Yeah.
Old Sam getting done on there. He got on the radio. They're all talking about Mother Earth. He said, I spit on Mother this morning.
No.
That went over great, right?
Yeah.
Then I ain't going to say what else I done to her.
But I'll tell you something, brother. Listen, we distort its message.
Yeah.
Look, I'm
against abortion. You heard me last night.
Yeah.
But I am not going to waste my time driving all the way to Washington, D.C. and holding up signs all the way home saying stop abortion. Well, that's what we're called to do.
Right.
I'm not against that. I mean, if people do it, thank God. Anytime somebody turns to some right, good. I'm for it. But that we're not called.
That's right.
I'm for prayer in school. I really am. I'm not going to lobby Congress. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I'm doing right now more important than going to Washington, D.C. and holding a sign that ain't going to amount to nothing anyway.
Yeah.
I'm trying to exalt Jesus Christ and edify saints and get you closer to God. If we get them sinners saved, it was both being penned out on the
right
now.
You're right.
If we get people in the Senate saved, we might can do something about prayer and school and abortion. Let's don't get off track. Stay with the right message.
Rich. That's right, Doc.
Don't get involved in community. We don't care about community activities. It's amazing to me they holler separation of church and state and don't even want a Christian to run for office or us to vote. But when a disaster happens, they'll sure take our auditoriums and our buses.
Yes,
and
sir.
We have to relieve a disaster. We're separation of church and state. They're hypocrites.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We hurt the church
when we distort its message. Stay on track.
Yeah.
I know people.
There's a lady right now, she'll know what I'm talking about. She sends me texts all the time. Political stuff. Rand Paul's doing this. Obama fears Rand Paul. Like I fear that flies on me there.
Yeah.
Obama ain't scared of Rand Paul.
No.
Rand Paul ain't got no chance of being president.
Nope.
I mean, I wish somebody like it would. It'd be great. But he ain't got a prayer. You know, Hillary's going to be president, y'all.
You're right.
I hope, pray God, I'm wrong. But that's the way it's looking.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just going from worse to worse.
All right.
And I'm telling you, don't y'all get mad at me.
Tell
me. We'll haul off and go a long time.
Yeah. We can't go about it. Praise God.
Amen. I'm telling you, brother, let's don't get off. I'm not going to spend my ministry in politics.
Right.
I'm not going to spend all the time. Well, I'm going to this meeting and pastor over there and just trying to rally them people to vote for so and so. And it don't matter who you vote for.
Right.
The Antichrist is coming.
That's right. Yeah.
And this world's shot, brother.
Yes,
all that we can do is get the gospel
right
to men and women and reach boys and girls and take them out here when we leave. That's our message.
Yeah.
Number three. What I say now, you got it?
We hurt the church when we desert its meetings.
Yeah.
Number two, we hurt the church when we distort its message. Number three, we hurt the church when we disturb its membership.
Yeah, that's right.
You hurt your church when you disturb the membership.
Right.
You ever met these people? I've never been here before. I don't know how this church is. But it's like most churches. Every time there's trouble in the church, you can count on it. Certain one will be in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, everybody shout all the same time.
Come on, brother.
There's always at least two women. Yeah, yeah. Lord have mercy. I ain't never met a church in the last 2 years that ain't had trouble with a nosy book.
Yeah.
That's right. Nosy, a bunch of nosy people trying to figure out, you know, when they went to the bathroom at 2 o'clock when they went to the doctor.
All I'm trying to figure out, what have I done all day? I know a church down in Georgia where all the ladies got talking about the pastor's wife, and they started saying bad things about her, and it got worse and worse. She didn't even want to go to church. He finally had to resign his church and leave. But, you know, you get big and brave sitting there behind that little computer tower. Now, you never say it to somebody's face.
On and on.
You hurt the church when you stir up the... Well, I just think people need to know.
Well, do you? Or, you know, let's just find out what all you've done. And broadcast all those preachers. These people are always telling on everybody else. I hate seeing skeletons in their closet.
Oh, yes, sir.
Usually they're the most perverted people around and trying to cover up their own wicked conscience. I'm telling you tonight, we hurt the church.
Amen.
Old sister said, suspicion. She sits in her rocking chair, rocking on the front porch. And old Bob, he just, a guy Bob, he's not being bothered here. He's been working overtime lately, trying to buy his wife kids on Christmas.
Yeah.
He comes home about an hour late. He's walking up the road. Sister Suspicion sat on the porch.
Oh, yeah.
She already, she's been watching so far. Her mind is full. Oh, as the stomach turns. They've been searching for more for 40 years and ain't found it. And she sat there and says, I'll be down one day.
There you go.
She got a pile of magazines. True, secret. Ain't true. Sure ain't secret. And she calls up Sister Exaggerator. And says, I have a prayer request. Ain't that the way it always starts out? Ain't that the way these hypocrites always blow the gossip on you, disguise it as a prayer request? I got something I want you to help me pray about. You ain't got no burden. You couldn't care for all the world would tell. You just try to make people think that you care. And then you stick your poison in somebody.
You
know, I hate doing things.
Bob's
been coming home a lot lately. I don't see anything going on with God for you. You know them kind of people. I'm not saying that he's doing anything now. That he's cheating or nothing like that. I'm not saying that! But wouldn't it be awful? Poor Mary and his wife. Bless her heart. I would hate to listen, by the time Sister exaggerated this, everybody in the church knows by Sunday that Bob's cheating on his wife. And it's dinner at 4 o'clock on Sunday, and the preachers pray all week and wonder how come ain't no spirit moving. And he gets up and calls on Bob in the quartet, and everybody just throws their head down like that. How could he get up there and sing? Hypocrite. And that is 4 o'clock, and the preacher thinks God's leading him to leave and resign because there ain't no power. And all it is just get. You know how come you can go to another church and get a blessing and take that blessing at your own church? Because you done heard all the Christ about everybody until you got no confidence in nobody no more. Listen, people. You know what God's called you to do, ladies? Shut up. He's called you to shut up.
That's right.
You are called the shut up ministry. And me too. Amen. The Bible said, study to be quiet.
That's good. Amen.
Give him your dollar back. Better give a dollar. Your dollar will be back. It's worth a dollar to get paid with that.
We hurt the church when we disturb its membership. Listen, this young man here, he just started pastoring his church. You let him go. You let him be. You let him do what God wants him to do.
Amen.
For heaven's sake, don't hand one time. I was wanting to do something, buy some land to build something, something. And one of the deacons come to me, and he, here when he done with me, he'd go to this and say, well, how do you feel about this? That's a lot of money. I don't know if we can afford that. And then he went over here to this and he said, well, how do you feel about this? That's a lot of money. I don't think we can afford that. And he was a very influential man in the church.
Yep.
He liked comments. Then he went to this and said, how do you feel about that? And then he came to me and said, the majority of the church don't like it, preacher. Wasn't the majority of the church. It was him and three or four that he had tricked into agreeing with. Listen, I'd rather sell crack and give account to God. I'd rather be a bad dealer standing before God than people went around tearing up churches.
That's right. That's
right. I was talking to the house of God. I was beating to hell.
Good preaching.
Hurt the church when we tire up the membership.
Yeah.
Disturb the membership. You make up your mind, listen, everything ain't going to go my way. Of course it ain't. You got 50, 60 people in here. You ain't gonna get your way on everything.
Right.
Get over it.
That's
right. You'll be all right.
You'll
be all right. I mean, grow up, buddy. I mean, look, what makes you think you're right? There's not a whole church involved. Every church I've been to, I've never been here before in my life. Don't get mad at me. Usually got one old daddy rat. He's been there 175 years. His papa gave him the land. I heard all that.
Yeah.
Papa used to spin up that window right over there.
Yeah.
He'd come over to his grave. Listen, I know a church up there in the mountain. They can have outside, inside bathrooms. And I preached there outside toilets. And finally, they had a young preacher come like him. And they wouldn't put toilets inside. And some of them got mad.
Yeah.
All right, they thought God would leave without any more. Listen, the Lord might show up if you put one inside.
Yeah.
I never met such a bunch of hungry, stubborn, knothead, bunch of people in my life when I started preaching in church.
You're right, huh?
That fellow down there took Curtis Hudson's place, that big church in Atlanta. Can't remember that fellow's name. He's from Northern North Carolina. Anyway, he went down there and got to preaching in one of them churches where you had to go through an act of Congress to do anything. They had to vote on it. Lord have mercy, they voted on. I mean to tell you, they got mad on one side of the fence. Some of them didn't like it. Some of them didn't agree with it. I'm telling you, I've been coming here 40 years. And Piano's always been on the other side. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you, he said he was down at the flea market. Brother, let me tell you, the flea market, and this guy had these big stacks of toilet tissue paper.
Yeah.
And he didn't make close down. He said, preacher, I'm going to get a deal on that. He bought a case of that stuff and got a purchase order from the church and gave it to him and said, we'll send you a check. And he put it up there and took it down to the basement, put it in the storage closet.
Yeah, hallelujah.
He said, Sunday evening before church, I hit daddy rat. Pastor?
That's right.
That pastor come over there like him and said, yes, sir. He opened that closet door and he said, what is that? He said, I mean, what's it doing in that closet? He said, brother, that's the best piece I could. You wouldn't believe how cheap we bought it. He said, we didn't vote on this. We didn't bring it up in our business meeting. He said, that thing come in a hair. A split in that church.
Yes,
they almost had a church
split. Absolutely.
So he said, we call it the issue of the tissue.
Listen, come on now, man. Don't you know the devil's up there laughing at us?
Yeah.
The world's going to hell and coming in the back door, setting the buildings on fire with the devil and sin, and we're in here fussing and griping because somebody sent the seat that we usually sit.
Come on.
I heard a woman said, well, she said, if I don't get Sunday school class, I won't know she's in the church.
Yeah. Go.
What's that? Now, she proved, one, that she didn't need to be a Sunday school teacher.
That's right.
Because you're that immature, you sure don't need to be a Sunday school teacher. She should be in the nursery. That's where she should be.
Yeah.
One big old grass fire, one in bacon. Stuck right in her 40-year-old mouth.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. But anybody that's that big of a baby, you know what your attitude ought to be? Pastor, you need me to teach? I'm here. You need me to drive up, man? Let's God should tell me. But if you don't, I'll sit right here and back this place up, and I'll serve God. And if something happens hurt my feelings, I'll slaughter it and pray about it. I want the church to move forward. I don't want the devil to use me.
God,
this church,
yeah.
I said, number one, we hurt the church when we desert its meetings. I said, number two, we hurt the church when we distort its message. I said, number three, we hurt the church when we disturb its membership. Finally, number four, we hurt the church when we despise its messenger.
Yeah.
When we despise its messenger. You believe Brother Daniel's called to be the pastor of this church? Say amen.
Amen.
Alright, that don't mean he's perfect. That does mean he has a position. We don't honor the man, we honor his office. And the office that God placed him in. There's two offices in a local church. Pastor and deacons. And brother, they're elected officials by the church. And God called this young man to be your pastor. I'm going to tell you something, brother. I don't care if he ain't but 30-something. He can be 10. There's so many kings in the Bible, 7 and 8 years old.
Yeah.
You got to respect what that is. If God's put a man in that pulpit, it don't matter if he's 8, it don't matter if he's 80. You respect what he says. You follow his leadership. And you say, by the grace of God, we'll back him up. Listen, you don't have no scriptural reason to leave a church unless there's false doctrine or tolerated immorality. Are you listening to me? You don't have a scriptural reason to leave the church unless there's false doctrine being preached or immorality is being taught. In which case you do have a right. Go wherever you want to. But you don't have a scriptural right. And nobody ever leaves the church over something.
That's right.
It's always something empty.
Yeah.
We lost some in the last year. And ain't nothing to what I preached. Everyone said, well, then you get ready to preach. I can't find nothing wrong with what you preach. Everybody you preach comes out of the Bible. But I just don't think I can. And I just don't feel like that. And I just feel. I just feel. I said, won't you quit going with your feelings? And you know what that book said, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
I can feel all kinds of weird ways.
Yeah.
There's one coming out to the church one Sunday morning. She's sitting right in the second row. She came up, she was crying. There's two or three women gathered around her. And they all pat her on the back and shoulder. She had a job, but she had to work on something. They called me on there and said, Bridget, you come and talk to her. She just feels like God's warning her something bad's going to happen. And I said, what's going on? She said, I don't know. She said, I just had the strangest feeling coming to me. If I go to work today, I tell her that something bad's going to happen. It's going to be a wreck. It's going to be something terrible happening. I just feel like I'm going to put it in. What should I do? And I said, don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly what I thought. Listen, I've heard that jump so many times.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing never happened. I just feel like so. And she went on to work, and nothing bad happened. Which proves that was not the Lord.
That's right.
If the Lord tells you something bad on that day, something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to me that people say, well, I just had a strange feeling about not going to that church. And our church, and you better just tell the devil to leave you alone.
You're right.
When God talks to you, first of all, it's going to line up with that book.
Right.
And second, if God don't scare people, God don't torture you.
Right.
God don't torment you.
Right.
The Holy Ghost don't torment you.
Right.
I'm telling you, watch out for your feelings.
Yes.
I just feel like, well, tell the devil to go jump away.
Yeah.
We can go to
Right.
The devil thought. We despise the message. Look, I ain't never been around him in my life. And I'm sure if we was around each other, we'd disagree on some minor things. Ain't anybody wanting to disagree on some minor things? We agree on the main thing.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
I mean, all two people agree on everything. One of them's unnecessary.
Just kill them.
I'm not trying. We all disagree on little things. Big deal. Let's get the job done.
Yeah.
Matter of fact. Every time I dread it. When I see some people come, I used to see this guy. I had a certain parking place, the church where I always park, and he'd be standing out in my parking. And he'd just tire me up. You ever have him?
Yeah.
And I'd pull in, I'd say, oh, no. And I'd get out of the car, and he'd say, preacher, we need to talk about something. Listen, I'm getting ready to preach.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get my heart right. Come there, trying to be encouraged with the blessing. And some nut like that comes up and just shag you right in the gut.
Yeah. Lucky.
If you got something bad to talk about, at least get it when it's done.
Right.
And then ruin his week.
Yeah.
People think preachers don't have feelings. We have feelings just like you do. We get them hurt just like you do. We cry just like you do.
Yes,
we get discouraged just like you do. We're made out of the same stuff you're made out of.
Yeah.
We just have a calling. That's the only difference. Ain't no better than that.
Right.
Ain't no better at all. Listen, I respect his office.
That's it.
You know how much I respect it? If he stood up right now and said, all right, Danny, that's enough.
That's what the Bible said.
Right.
You got that.
He's my pastor. While I'm here, I'm under his authority. He's the best. I heard a man tell me one of them, well, I don't believe the preacher's supposed to rule the church. Well, let me ask you something. Who is?
Yeah.
You tell me.
Give me a book.
Tell me who. You come up here and tell me.
Yeah. Deacons.
Really?
That's what the book said.
People are always talking about a man being a dictator is mad because they won't be the dictator.
You're right.
That's right. I like old Jack Wood. You've heard Jack Wood. He's dead. I knew him personally. And I know Jack Wood said, he said, my job isn't to be a dictator. My job is to keep you from being one.
Yep.
Yep. That's right. That's right. You couldn't get no smarter than that, buddy. You went 10 years of college. He ain't no dictator, but he ain't going to let you be one either.
Amen. Right.
Well, the man told me one time, he said, I said, well, who makes the decision? He said, all of us. Yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard that in marriage counseling.
Yeah.
When I said that, the man's supposed to be the head of the house to live, and the woman said, no, we both make the decision. That ain't true. We both means I do. And I'll follow him as long as he does stuff that I agree with.
Yeah.
If he ever says something I disagree with, I don't submit, I don't follow, I'll raise him up, you know what, but he agrees with what I want.
That's it.
That's what that means. We both make the decision, that's what that means.
Yeah.
And when people say, we all make the decisions, what they mean is they'll stir up enough stink that everybody finally gives in and says, Lord, we can't do what God wants to do. Because half of them will leave. We just let them out of the way.
Yep. Yeah. You're dead.
Listen, I didn't plan on saying none of that right there. But it's right, and I ain't taking back.
Yeah.
You heard about the three little boys at school, and all bragging about their daddy. And one of them was a lawyer, and he's going about daddy. He's a lawyer, and you know, he's bringing out his daddy, he owns a yacht, and we have a place on the beach, and we go every year, and the doctor kids are like, and my daddy's a doctor, and he said, we own a place up north, and we have a snowmobile, in, and we bring him out, and the preacher kid talks about this, well, my daddy owns hell.
That's right.
He said, he does not, you're crazy. He said, he does, too. My daddy owns hell. He said, he does not, you're crazy. He said, it does. I heard him tell Mama and Deacons, give it to him.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I want to do it. All right, listen. Look up here, man. Hey, you hurt the church when you despise the man.
That's right.
Look, let me show you something. I'm going to quit.
Right, I can see something here tonight. And ain't none of you can see it. None of you people in here can see what I see. Does that mean I'm any better than you are? No. Does that mean I'm smarter than you are? Does that mean I love the Lord more than you? No. Does that mean that I care about? No. It means I'm standing where you ain't. I've got a position you're not in. That's all it means. I seen that exit sign back there on that wall, and you can't see it because you're looking. Now look, when he stands up here, he's not saying he's smarter than you are, he's more spiritual than you are, he's in a position you're not in.
That's right.
You back up God's man.
That's right.
You support him with your prayers.
Yes, sir.
You support him with your presence.
Yep.
You support him with your body.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I know how to tell you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I preach in West Virginia. Ain't none of them believe you ought to get a preacher no money.
That's right.
Hey, oh, I'll tell you one thing. He ain't no better than I am. Let him get him a job. I tell me all the time, it must be nice. He'll work one day a week.
Yeah.
I say, follow me around this week. Then.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You
have no idea. What do you think that is right there? What do you think that is right there? Orange juice I spill on me. You think, listen, brother, don't, you back up God's man.
You'll bless this church.
Amen.
All sincere tonight. I'm through. I'm waiting God to come. He's coming. His man's coming. Sister's coming again. Tonight, his wife, she's getting ready to have a baby, and she's in bad shape.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Y'all back. Y'all be good to her.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Mercy be good to that girl. Don't tire her apart.
Right.
Her and criticize her.
Amen.
If preacher's wife went off, I'd hate me one.
Yeah.
At least we can get up here and cuss everybody out. She just has to take it.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. You can't win. If she sits there and quietly, you know, say, but she ain't supporting me. If she's involved in everything, she's trying to run it.
Yeah.
No matter what she does, it's wrong. If he wears nice clothes, that can do much money. If he wears old shirt, looks like the preacher would get him some decent clothes. I'm ashamed of that. If he drives a nice car, he's worldly.
Yeah.
If he drives a little beat-up car, he'd pray the Lord might give him a decent car.
Yeah.
No matter what he does, you catch it from every direction. If he preaches loud, you don't know when, you know, you ain't got the education long, you don't know when to shut up. If you don't preach loud or long, you didn't study. I mean, it don't matter what you do, somebody got something bad to say about it.
Amen.
You know what we all do tonight? I'd like for all of us here tonight, all of us members, his visitors. Maybe y'all go to this church. This is your church. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just about everybody in here. Just about everybody in here. Rest of you need to come on over to the
Lord.
Listen. I want you tonight, let me be here tonight. So you know what? This is my church. Thank God we got a church.
Yeah.
You know how many people like this in those places?
Yeah, that's right.
You really don't. I know how these mountain people are. They is long. And I'm telling you, buddy.